Concerns have been raised that new legislation, which will affect the rights of people receiving mental health treatment, will still provide for the admission of children to adult facilities. The Mental Health Amendment Bill is due to be debated by the Oireachtas later this year. The legislation is aimed at reforming the Mental Health Act of 2001 and moving towards a person-centred approach in line with international human rights law. Kate Egan has been looking at the new bill.
A whole generation of people, perhaps some of them not even born yet, will be impacted by this long-awaited reform of the legislation.
Fiona Coyle, CEO of Mental Health Reform, a coalition of more than 70 organisations from the mental health area, describing the impact of the Mental Health Amendment Bill, which is the first major overhaul of the law in this area in more than 20 years.
Fundamentally, what's there, it very much improves the delivery and support of mental health services. But we need to be as ambitious as possible, you know, looking to ensure that what's in here adequately protects the human rights of service users, both now and also into the future.
The heads of the bill were published last summer and contain more than 120 proposals. Among them, a new part dedicated to the care and treatment of children, including a recognition that those aged 16 and 17 and who have capacity should be able to consent to their treatment. However, one area that is causing concern is that children will still, on occasions where it's deemed necessary, be admitted to adult facilities. Paddy McGowan is an activist in mental health and has first-hand experience of being in a mental health facility as a young man. He says politicians urgently need to change this.
If you take the situation where people have come to the decision that this child needs some sort of an intervention, and obviously that child's within suffering huge trauma within themselves at that point in time, otherwise there would be no concerns. But then you go then and you build up another trauma by bringing them to an institution that's totally unfit for them. You prolong the misery that young person's going to encounter, and probably for some, if not all, that trauma will stay with them for the rest of their lives.
Dr. Darius Whelan, a lecturer in law in University College Cork and president of the Irish Mental Health Lawyers Association, agrees the provision needs to be changed.
This is a very significant and important human right. It's very traumatic for a child to be detained in an adult unit. It's a completely inappropriate environment. The damage done, even by 24 hours or a few days in an adult unit, is irreversible to a child whose mind is developing.
Mental Health Reform are now calling for an express provision in the legislation to prevent this.
It's really important that we're moving towards that not happening. And, you know, the figures, it's coming down. You know, we went from 54 in 2019 to 27 in 2020. But we would say, you know, that's 27 too many. We need to be getting that figure down to zero. And if we're ambitious and serious about that, we would put an express provision into the updated Mental Health Act.
The Minister of State with responsibility for mental health, Mary Butler, says admitting a child to an adult facility only happens on an exceptional basis where there is a clear clinical imperative and where it is in the child's best interest that they be admitted. And she also said the government will continue to invest in mental health services at all levels. However, Paddy McGowan says no child should ever be admitted to an adult facility.
We really need to look after and protect their interests and make sure that they're kept and are within a safe environment that isn't going to cause more trauma and distress. I would plead with those that make the powers to actually have a reconsider on what they're thinking of doing within this legislation.
Paddy McGowan ending that report from Kate Egan.